Senator Elizabeth Warren is considered a top contender to be Joe Biden's running mate in the presidential election. But in the current political climate in which Biden is being urged to pick a woman of color, Warren is far from a sure bet. Longtime Democratic Party insider Bob Schrum, who advised the late Senator Ted Kennedy, is now the director of the Center for the Political Future at the University of Southern California. Schrum says Warren is an attractive choice for several reasons.
Well, I think he'd pick Warren because he believes she's up to doing the job of president. He thinks she would appeal to more progressive parts of the Democratic Party, although there are some Bernie Sanders people who do not like her. And thirdly, because she's a tremendous candidate and she'd be a very effective debater. One of the most important things a vice presidential candidate does is go after the presidential nominee of the other party and engage in a debate with the incumbent vice president, in this case, Mike Pence.
So he might pick her because she's a seasoned bulldog in the political arena, a tough campaigner.
I think that's entirely correct. I think there are factors that mitigate against picking her. For one thing, Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, could appoint a Republican who would hold the Senate seat for, I think it's 140 to 160 days until there's a special election. There are only, I guess, two ways around that. One, she could actually resign as a senator the day she's picked as the vice presidential nominee, which I think would put tremendous pressure on Baker to hold the Senate special election in November. The other thing is, Democrats in the legislature could require what's required in Maryland, which is that the governor appoint a senator from the same party.
Beyond what happens to the Senate seat, are there any political drawbacks to picking Warren?
There will be some moderate Democrats who would be upset, some Republicans who don't want to vote for Trump, but who might be concerned about it because they think she's too far to the left. So, yeah, there are some political factors that would argue against it, too.
A morning consult poll shows voters believe that Warren would give Biden the biggest boost with voters under 45 and blacks and Hispanics. Do you agree with that? Is Warren's pull in the minority community as strong as that?
I'm very dubious that she would give the campaign more kick in the minority community, and especially among African Americans, than an African American choice like Kamala Harris or Val Demings. I think you have to be very careful when you poll this, because you're going out and asking people who may not be entirely acquainted with all the other folks who are on the list, but who saw a lot of Elizabeth Warren during the campaign, and you can get some results that can mislead you.
Some believe the unrest of the last 2 weeks across the nation, driven by the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd, has all but ensured Joe Biden will pick a vice presidential running mate of color. Your view on that?
I do not think that the events of the last few weeks, and they're incredibly tragic, but I don't think that will force Biden to pick any specific vice presidential nominee of any specific racial identity. I think there's a strong case to be made for him to pick an African-American running mate. African-Americans were key to his victory in the primaries. African-Americans are key to Democratic chances in the fall.
Since you're in California, let me ask about California Senator Kamala Harris. Some people say that as an energized black woman, her prospects for being picked have never been higher than they are right now. But others say no, because of her record as a former prosecutor, which makes her, they say, more deserving of the viral meme that's going around that says Kamala is a cop. I'm wondering what your take on Senator Harris is.
Yeah, I think this viral stuff, Kamala is a cop, represents a very small minority of people. I think she'd probably be a very attractive candidate in terms of bringing African-American voters to the polls. But I'll tell you, the Biden campaign, you can be sure, is very thoroughly vetting her record. And if there are problems there, then I suspect she won't get picked. You know, vetting for vice president, it's the political equivalent of a root canal. Donald Trump, for example, never could have passed a vet to be the vice presidential nominee. He can only be the presidential nominee if he won the nomination in primaries.
Bob Schrum, director of the Center for the Political Future at the University of Southern California, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Good to talk to you again, Bob.
Anytime. Thank you.